in volume 6, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is letter number 1831, and this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 7th day of Elul, Tavshiyud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter of the 26th day of Menachem Av, with the Pidyoy Nefesh, which was attached to it. I will read it, and in a special occasion on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. The Rebbe says, I was very happy to read in your letter that you increased the time that you set for the study of the Torah, both the Nigla and Chassidus, and Dach. And the Rebbe said it would be good if you would also set up studying some Chassidus before the morning prayers. And the Rebbe says, this that you write, that what's holding you back, your spiritual level, is because of your weak health. So the Rebbe says, what do you mean? If you mean weak health, meaning that you're spiritually, your health is weak, that's true. That's holding you back. But if your intention is that your physical health is holding you back, so the Rebbe says, I don't agree with that, that it's so. Halavai, I wish, the Rebbe says, that you would do the spiritual matters at least to the extent that it's not going to touch your physical health. And that's going to be plenty and more than plenty. In other words, the Rebbe is saying, your health is not what is really holding you back. If you would do up to the point where it affects your health, that would be plenty. You know, you have a lot of spiritual level to do, and don't use your health as an excuse for not being able to reach greater levels of spiritual. And the Rebbe says, our sages of blessed memory say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevak, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakish, Elo lefikoichon shel Yisrael. That Hashem does not ask of us only to what the powers that we as people have, the Jewish people we have. He asks us to serve Him with the powers that He gave us, that we have. And Hashem Himself rules in the Torah that it's absolutely important for the body to be healthy, because the health of the person is part of the way of Hashem. So the Rebbe says it should not affect your health physically, but you still can do a lot of improvement in your spiritual health without it impacting your physical health. He was asking also the Rebbe for something wrong that he did, that he failed, and the Rebbe is responding. First of all, the Rebbe says you should have ingrained in your memory at least some chapters of Tehillim, some chapters of the Mishnayos, and some chapters of the Tanya. When you go in the street, so in places that it is permissible, which means if there is, sometimes you go in the street, there is dogs left over and things like that, then you're not allowed to think, you're not allowed to recite words of Torah. And the Rebbe says, but wherever possible, you should recite those chapters of Tehillim, chapters of Mishnah, and the chapter of Tanya orally. At least, the Rebbe says, in your thought, either verbally or at least in your thought. In addition to that, up till the 19th day of Kislev, which is the coming upon us, to give several coins for tzedakah before the davening. In general, the Rebbe says, increase the words of Torah and Tefillah, of words of Torah and words of prayer, with blessing for Kesivach Sima Toiva, with a proper settling ahead of him physically and spiritually. So one thing to remember is, you know, sometimes, you know, the Rebbe's letter are addressed to different people. We don't know exactly. Sometimes people more in the inner circle get, you know, more expectation from them. So something like this letter seems like somebody more in the in, and the Rebbe is demanding from him more. Sometimes the Rebbe is very pacifying too, because depend. So it's very hard to know without knowing the name, without knowing who the letter was sent to, it's very hard to conclude exactly. But in this letter, you see, while the Rebbe is applauding him for increasing his time for learning, the Rebbe says Chassidus should also be learned before the morning prayer. And the Rebbe says, don't use your physical health as a reason. If your spiritual health isn't in the right position, yes, increase that, then you will become on a higher level. But don't use your physical as a health as a reason, because there's plenty of room. Until it'll touch your physical health, there's place for improvement. We don't want you to touch your health, because health is something which the Torah demands us, that we should protect ourselves and be healthy. And as far as correcting the item that he wrote to the Rebbe says, study by heart, Tillim, Tanya, and Mishnayos, and think about it or recite it, whatever is permissible, and give also some coins for tzedakah, till you tes kislev, increasing words of Torah and Tefillah, the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe blesses him to settle in a proper way, and a blessing of Ksivach Simatera.